One. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Surrender at 5 podcast. And today we have a very special guest. She's relatively new to Twitch, but you've probably seen her elsewhere. Give it up for Cookie Dough.
Welcome, welcome.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing really great. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Awesome, awesome. Solo queue's not getting you down?
I'm not much of a solo queuer, so I'm okay.
Smart.
Oh, that's very smart. Yeah, we approve of that.
And also joining us, we have Puggy Bear.
What up?
Hello. Good to be
here.
How are
you today? Nice. Oh, yeah, you are on episode 1 and 2.
And a third one, too. I forgot what number it was, but it was like there was the time there was like 6 or 7 of us.
Ooh. Yeah, for the roundtable episode, we had Biggie 706, we had Squirtle's Den, we had Gabby, we had Sugar. We had a Big Bud. It was a great time, man.
Dang.
Yeah. But yeah, Puggy, appreciate you coming to the show. Appreciate it. We were supposed to do this a few days back, but things had happened. So sorry for the wait. Cookie Dough, once again, thank you for being gracious and, you know, blessing us with your presence and coming on the podcast. Really cool. Thank you. For real.
Yeah, thank you for being flexible.
So go ahead, Randy Moss. You got it.
So tell us about what first got you into streaming and what first got you into Pokemon and Pokemon Unite.
So as for streaming, what happened was I was actually really not a gamer up until COVID. You know, before then I was like, I did sports and had like a in-person kind of life. Gaming was super off my radar. But once COVID hit and I was kind of in lockdown, I was actually also post-surgery. My mother bought me a Switch, and I, you know, if I'm just sitting on a couch for 2 weeks, of course, I have nothing better to do than play that Switch.
Of course, yeah.
Animal Crossing. And from then on, I was like, well, I'm kind of actually addicted to playing games now. And I looked on YouTube for, like, Animal Crossing content. And I found streams on YouTube, like smaller community streams. And that's what kind of got me into like, oh, streaming, this is a thing. I like it. And then flash to like 2 years later, I was like, man, I should have streamed myself. Why didn't I stream myself?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe I should stream myself. And so I did go ahead and finally like purchase all the stuff to stream, and I started streaming. So that's how I just kind of found small communities, and I thought, I kind of want this myself. I would love to have something like this for me.
Got you. So
I like for getting into Pokemon Unite and just Pokemon in general. I had never played a Pokemon game until Pokemon Unite, so like not a perfect introduction to Pokemon. But
okay.
I was like really confused about the Pokemon's names. I was, other than like Pikachu, Charizard, I was like, I don't know what any of these ones are called. But I did get into Pokemon Unite. That was my first Pokemon game. My friends were playing it on their stream, and I was like, after 2 weeks, I was like, I might as well try it too. I just want to play with somebody. I just want a distraction. And I tried it out, and then I was like, oh no, I'm addicted. I'm addicted to the 10-minute distraction. This is great. and never turned back to Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, so real quick, let me jump in because I want to go off the show notes, how we're building this here. Mm-hmm. So what I want to ask first before we get deep into Unite, if there isn't any other games, then we can just continue this. What current games are you playing aside from the Unite? Do you expand into other games, or you just solely focus on Pokemon?
So currently, I basically almost exclusively play Pokemon Unite, but on the side, I'll play Fall Guys with my friends just for like,
hey, there we go.
If I'm coping from Unite, I'm like, let's just get on Fall Guys. Like, this is so much more carefree.
Yeah, Fall Guys. Oh man.
So Fall Guys, and then sometimes I'll go back to Animal Crossing, but it's kind of like a once every 2 month kind of situation.
Do you ever to take out all the weeds off your island because you're?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I had to go through and pick up every single one. every single time.
And yo, Fall Guy, like Fall Guys is crazy. I called. I used to play Fall Guys, but I think I cursed myself because one time, and the curse has never left over my head like a black cloud. I mistakenly called Fall Guys Ghetto Mario Party, and ever since, I just have never won like any round. Like, I've never won Fall Guys. Like, I always get my ass completely handed to me, and I just beg them, like, please, the Fall Guy gods, like, like, I take it back. I really want to win. The game looks, it's fun, but there's some match that's like,
there's a carry. I totally get carried in that game by my friends. I can't win on my own ever.
Yo, Puggy, have you gotten into Fall Guys?
I have not. I've lost it plenty of times. It's a fun looking game, but it's also kind of looking stressful to me because every time you go through an obstacle and you keep thinking you're gonna make it and you fall short by like half an inch and you have to start all over. It's like,
oh man, that's the worst.
That probably just gets to me. I know it would get to me.
Yeah, he's like, listen, man, I know me, and I'm not going near that game. I respect it. I get it. Yeah, so Fall Guys and Animal Crossing. Most definitely.
Very fun to watch.
Yeah. Crunchy says in chat, Fall Guys is an anxiety spike. And I totally agree with that. That is pretty accurate. That is.
I can think of bigger anxiety spikes, though.
Unite.
Yep.
Unite. Hey.
I go on Fall Guys to cope from Unite anxiety.
Oh, man.
It feels like a different kind of anxiety, though. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I see that.
Definitely a different kind of anxiety. So I put the show notes in the VC chat. So I'll jump into the next one. You guys, Randomoss and Puggy can continue after that. So you had said, Cookie, that let me get this right. You said that you didn't play any Pokemon games before Unite. Did I hear that right?
You heard that right. You heard that right.
Wow. We've had a lot of guests on the show, and the closest to that would be like Young CEO and Mitch, where they said they played the old school games and they didn't get back into it until this one. But you're saying you didn't play any Pokemon games whatsoever.
Yeah, this was my introduction to Pokemon.
Wow. A MOBA.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the MOBA, unfortunately. So all of the, like, I think people play this because they like, you know, Pokemon. People say that's the draw. Like, oh, I have a whole past of my, how do you call it? Like, in your memories, sir. Nostalgia. What's the word for it?
Yeah, nostalgia.
It's like, yeah, nostalgia. Like, oh, I remember being playing Charizard when I was 7, and now I get to be Charizard. Like, but that was never a thing for me. I was like, this is cool. Okay, okay. I like MOBA, and this is fun.
Have you played MOBAs before Unite?
Mm. I did not. This is my first MOBA as well.
And look at you go, just tearing up the competition. My goodness.
Yes, thank you.
Because I don't know if you know, Cookie Dough, but I got a bone to pick with you, okay?
Oh, do you?
Ooh.
You know, one night I was up, hanging out, vibing, and playing Unite, you know? I was on a win streak. And then unluckily, Mike Lowry over here. Well, I'm not Mike Lowry. I got banned. I'm player 41435. I queued into Cookie Dough and her squad. And completely got wiped. Oh my goodness. But I was like, you know what? That was the first time I was kind of, you can ask Randomoss, Puggy. I don't care about names across the field, but that was one time I was like, oh shit, we're about to get our ass handed to us because we didn't have a defender. There was no healer. It was like Sprague says, it's like 4 attackers in me. I was like, we're about to get wiped, bro.
I'm so sorry.
No. No, don't be sorry. Please, no. Please kill the ops. Destroy the ops, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I have a question on the other end of causing misery. Cookie, do you remember my Sableye?
Oh, I don't want to remember your Sableye.
Wait, but Cookie knows about Randomized Sableye? Oh my god.
I hate your Sableye. No. It's so painful.
Yo.
I don't want to remember that.
Oh my goodness.
Let me never remember that ever again. Randomized. Your Sableye is horrible.
Spreading his Sableye to the community.
Horrible to play against.
Cookie, though, what did he do?
He gave me years of mental pain to come in the future.
Oh man.
His To save a life.
And you still keep the podcast? Wow, you're a great person. I really appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. I get over myself.
You were like, I'll get him next time.
She actually did. I ended up queuing with her with her Cramorant friend. And Blissey got Rayquaza. But I did.
Let's go. Love to hear that. I mean, sorry, Random. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
Sorry, Random.
It's the game. Game's the game.
The game is the game. Fun game, though. So this was the first Pokemon your game got into, and you're just an absolute beast at it. That's awesome. So I want to ask, because you are now into Twitch streaming, and I know you said you set it up before, and the conversation you were having in that stream the other day, it was really intriguing and got my brain working. So I wanted to ask here on the podcast, I did my best, you know, to be patient. Don't type it in chat. Just, you know, just wait out. Be cool. Act like you've been there. And then ask her on the show. So I want to know, getting into Twitch streaming, what are positive differences you see on YouTube as a platform and Twitch as a platform? Because for me, very often, I see a lot of conversation of Twitch versus YouTube. But to me, I see both platforms as tools for content creators. So what do you see as positives on both?
Yeah, so I think that on YouTube, that's my main platform. There is the opportunity, or the options, I mean, to do like content, so long form videos or however long you want them to be. You can do like, if you're playing Unite, you can make tutorials, show tournament games, you know, do fun challenges, builds, anything really. You make tier lists, like you see Spraggles doing. There's also the option to make shorts, like so short content, like TikTok content basically, but on YouTube, like it's like the TikTok section of YouTube. You can scroll and make shorts, which is something I am trying to make a lot more of myself. And then there's also streaming, and I really have always loved YouTube, mostly because of gaming, like people who make like a playthroughs of whatever game they're playing. And so I was like, you know, I really like YouTube. I think I'm just going to be here. As for Twitch, I think it's super user friendly. Like the whole aesthetic overlay makes a lot more sense for streamers. And I think also if you're looking for a like a streamer viewer based community, I think Twitch is probably a bit easier because there's a, I think most of the Unite specific community who is trying to watch streams is here on Twitch.
Yes. Yes. So
there's, I really enjoy both platforms, but if you're going to be like just, then, you know, Twitch is fine. I think it's a way easier to also get affiliated on Twitch than it is on YouTube. It takes to get monetized on YouTube. I rode the Fall Guys wave, and that's actually, I got monetized for most people on YouTube because I like rode the streaming Fall Guys wave. I got my 1,000 subscribers and I got my 4,000 hours of watch time just grinding Fall Guys.
Love
but then once
that.
I did make my switch to Pokemon Unite, and that was such a grind to grow a viewer base at all. Mostly because I think all of the people who want to watch streams for Unite are here on Twitch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I love to hear that because, like I said, just very often I always just hear the dissension, and I never hear anybody talk about the two platforms and the benefits they bring. It's always like, you got to pick one or the other, and just bloodbath war out here. And it's like, I don't really want to like approach this in a negative sense. Like, we're doing this podcast now, and I just worked, you know, 7-hour shift, 8-hour shift in a restaurant. I'm not trying to come home and be like, all right, yo, we're going to destroy YouTube or talk trash about Twitch. Nah, man, I'm like trying to come have fun and engage with folks and see where we can go from there and what possibilities we can build, you know?
I think it's also how Twitch and YouTube sort of present themselves, because take the podcast, for instance. Twitch definitely helps out because it's better for audience engagement on a live platform. While YouTube mm-hmm. might be better just for static video content for people to come back to later after it's been recorded or streamed.
Yes.
Very good points. Very good points. So, yeah, thank you for expounding on that, Twitch and YouTube. I'm curious about some supporter and comfy talk. Puggy Bear, I tagged you in Discord. Would you want to lead the way with chatting to Cookie about that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Sounds great. And once again, thank you, everybody, for watching us live. For those listening in on audio, check us out on YouTube, Surrender at 5 Podcast on YouTube, and also go subscribe to Cookie Dough. Take it away, Puggy.
Okay, so, of course, as we all know, Comfy was the latest Pokemon they have released. I think they ended the gem lock not too long ago, too. Mm-hmm. And it's a supporter. And we all know that supporters are actually very important to the game. And I think Comfy might actually also be kind of meta-defining right now. Do you guys feel like she's that strong? Because I do. Like, she heals her teammates pretty well.
I'll let Cookie go first.
So for me, I personally felt like Comfy was super underwhelming and not that great. But I'm also, like, just in comparison to the other healers in the, like, in the support category, for me, I think I could do so much more with Blissey and Clefable. That's exactly what I think the entire time I'm playing Comfy. But Comfy is, like, a completely new play style that I'm very not used to. Because this is my first MOBA, any new moveset is very new to me. I can't have any, like, I have no comparisons. People say it's like Yuumi from League of Legends.
Oh my Great. Goodness. If we but hear Yuumi every single means. Week on this show. Yeah. Thank you, Cookie, for saying that. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Sorry to cut you off. I just,
no for worries.
Like seven
no
weeks worries. Now. Yuumi. I'm like, what does that mean? But okay. Right? All right. Yeah.
I have no reference as to anything similar to the play style beforehand. I'm only just like trying my best and like kind of seeing what other people are doing and then like trying to figure it out myself and jump off at the correct times, hoping that I'm doing it right. But as much as I've practiced and like tried to make it work, I feel like I'm finding some success. But every time I play it, I just think I could be doing so much more with literally any other support character. But I just think, you know, for the Urshifu meta, I think Clefable might be the best support right now over Comfy, but Comfy is going to get buffed soon, and for that reason, I think it will be much better, like, way more playable in the meta, I think.
If I recall, at least from the patch notes on, I think it's from the PTS, Sweet Kiss is getting a CDR is getting cooldown reduced, Grass Knot is getting cooldown reduced, and then its Unite move is getting more healing.
Yes, I do think it's going to be much better, like, as a somewhat useless as it feels right now for me, I think it'll feel like a lot better, and I plan on keep trying to improve my skills with it.
That's insane.
So I can get ready for that buff. I'm looking for that buff.
Yo, that's crazy. Like buffing the Unite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Yo, they literally made a Pokemon where you have to go touch grass. I'm sorry, go ahead, Random. I had to say it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. But my initial feelings about Comfey was that I thought it was not that good because my main gripe, besides it being not doing more to do slightly less than other supporters, I think I said on Twitter.com/randomos, that Comfey, it being invulnerable or invincible while attached is more of a hindrance than an advantage, because take other supporters like Clefable, Blissey, Mime, you see them healing, being together all that time, and that's like another damage bar that's soaking up damage from ADC characters, all-rounders, and that's the damage that's not going to the carries. However, with Comfey, it's less trying to soak that damage, but rather heal up the damage that's already been taken, which, since it's not as good of a healer as Clefable Moonlight or Blissey Soft Boiled, it might not do as well. And then once the carry dies, then Comfey probably gets two-shot. That's my
issue. She couldn't really soak up any damage because she's so squishy, isn't she?
Yeah, I always feel like a big downside of Comfy is that, you know, there's no peel. For like, if you're playing Comfy, you cannot peel because peeling means you die in one hit. And yeah. If you're kind of alone, you can't defend a base, you know, by yourself. You can't take anything. You know, three people are on the goal. You just got to back off because you're not going to do anything about it. Whereas like Blissey, you can kind of like heal yourself for forever and like slap some people, maybe stop a few something. Clefable, you can heal yourself. You know, drop a gravity or follow me something, and tank a lot more. Like just the being able to hold your own, I think, is something I wish I had when I'm playing Comfy. Like it hurts because it then you're very reliant on your carries. Like you're very reliant on anybody else but yourself to kind of carry you.
And we know all about having to rely on other people in Unite.
Oh, yeah. Horrible. Horrible feeling.
Wait, what do you mean? It's the most dependable thing ever. No, I'm just kidding. So, before, you know, they banned Mike Lowry in Pokemon Unite, I am now player 41435. I am banned for 2 weeks. So, I've been on my Smurf. I haven't been able to play. I have not had Comfy, and it's annoying. Because prior to it, I was running top lane with Stackers. And I would attach myself to said stacker. Obviously, we get the farm from lane. We both score because I'm attached to them. And then we'd split, right? So we both get that farm, stack again. And I would head back to the base. And the attacker in the lane is basically getting 3, 4, 5 stacks before bees. And it was the most amazing thing ever. Because I would just hop on Twitter after a fantastic day, successful day of playing Comfy. And see people like complaining and bitching about it, and I'm just like over here having the time of my life. I'm looking at Nursey's tweets, she's like, it's awesome. I'm looking at Mitch's tweets, it's awesome. Like, yeah, I'm like, this character is great. Like, we're stacking the top lane, destroying this shit. I don't see what's wrong with people, but I was having a great time, you know, until Unite banned my account. So I gotta wait another what, 12-13 days till I get Comfy back. But
I do think it's like super fun though. I think the play style is super fun.
Yeah,
there's really just times where I'm like, oh, if I was a Blissey right now, I could do this.
Yeah.
Oh, if I was a Clefable right now, I could drop a gravity. And that's how it feels sometimes, where I'm like, oh, if I was... Because I'm like super used to and accustomed to always playing Blissey, always playing Clefable. I'm like, I wish I could do more. I could do more if I was this instead. But it is so much fun. I'm so excited for the buffs because I think Comfy is like almost maybe the most fun support play style to play. Like you just get too attached to somebody and like chill. It's so much fun.
Yo, it was the most amazing thing, and I wish they didn't ban my account. Attached to somebody, boom, now I'm talking to people in chat, hanging out. Like it was the coolest thing ever, and I wasn't losing games, I was winning. I was like, oh, this is great. What a perfect character to stream. Like, are you kidding
me? Getting carried, literally.
Yeah, literally. Oh, man.
It's a lot of fun. I'm really excited for the buffs because I do plan on maining it or having it in the side as another choice for myself.
I feel you. It's in the holster, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to pull it out. These boys act a fool. I got you. I feel that.
It's super fun. It's super fun.
If Comfy used correctly with the buff set, I'm seeing more often Grass Knot pulling people in into Sweet Kiss, pulling people further in into, say, Venusaur Petal Dance or T-Tar ult. That's what I'm picturing right now. Like,
sounds pretty
on
deadly
paper,
to me.
That sounds deadly.
Sounds deadly to me.
Hey, I love me some heals.
Definitely love some heals. I want to ask a question about these characters that are talked about coming into the game. How do you feel about the conversation of Umbreon coming into the game and also characters like Lapras? You know, I can't have my username be Mike Lowry. I really wanted to do like Lowry Lapras Express, but they might ban me, so I'm just gonna be player 41435 Express. What do you think about Lapras, Umbreon, and the others?
I am super excited for the new Defenders coming. I think it's long, long overdue. Mm. I think Lapras, the Unite move looks like so much fun. And I think we really need the diversity of move sets. Like, there's nothing like Lapras Unite move right now, other than like comfy riding on people's backs. But it's like so cool to see newer move sets being added, because I think it's what the game needs, is more diversity in move sets. I think it makes it way more interesting. You know, the meta's super shifted. What you can do is now, like, there's more options of what you can do in a game. I think it's going to be so much fun. And of course, I love Umbreon, such a cutie. One of my favorite Pokemon, like, aesthetically. Not that I know every Pokemon, because I'm still kind of new, but I really like Umbreon, and the shiny's beautiful.
I'm
super excited. My best friend, San, says he wants to main it, so it doesn't look like I get to play it.
Aw, damn.
My Cramorant friend, he said he's going to one-trick Umbreon. San.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Mm-hmm. He said he's going to play Umbreon, so looks like I won't get to play it, but I'm excited for.
Well, what if you just, you know, flex a little muscle and be like, hey, I'm the one with the YouTube and the Twitch. Doesn't that give you priority?
I assert my dominance.
That gives you priority. It's like, wait, the people are here to see me, okay? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the people are here to see me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play this character.
We all love some cookie dough, man. Yeah, I'm really excited. Who am I missing? Umbreon, Lapras.
Chandelure. Oh, Goodra, Chandelure.
I'm sorry. Wow.
Goodra and Chandelure. I'm going to go to
Shadow Realm. How did I forget Goodra? I apologize. Yeah, what's your thoughts on Goodra?
Goodra looks amazing. I heard one, like, it's supposed to be, not that I played any League other than maybe 4 games in my entire lifetime, but they said it's something, my friend Chris Villains, DJ, told me what it's called, but it's like a whole new, supposed to be, like, a certain class that's like, can the people who play League help me? It's like a something really tanky, but it also does damage, I've heard. Hmm. I forgot what that class is called, but I think it started with a T, but it was like a really tanky character that does a lot of damage and has a lot of sustain. So I can see it being like meta, according to my friends. But I don't think I will be playing that character myself, but I'm excited to see it come to Unite.
The main thing I'm really excited about Goodra is that I remember seeing the Spraggles video, Muddy Water at level 15 hitting 1400 defenses, and that's just wild to me.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. What the hell? Insane. When I saw Goodra, I was like in awe. Like, I am so glad we can finally do a freaking full dragon comp. Like, what Live the dragons. Hell took a year and a half? Drive me crazy. I love Mr. Dragon Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be cool.
Dragon so that's, type.
That's my angle from it. It may not be the best, but hey, I like to have fun. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Got to enjoy it, because otherwise, what am I doing here? Got to have some fun. Mm. I see Crunches in chat. That what she just said, I see all over Twitter. She said her friends are already fighting over who's going to main Umbreon. Like, I see that all over Twitter.
I'm so excited they're adding Umbreon. I think it'll bring a lot of into the game for people who are like, yes, Umbreon's in. I'm maining Umbreon.
Hey, now that we can do a full Dragon Comp, we're getting that much closer to a full Eevee Comp as well.
Yeah, we're getting really close.
Man. Who do you think will be the fifth Eevee?
I've seen people asking for Leafeon.
Vaporeon?
Because they want support from Leafeon.
Leafeon would be awesome.
Leafeon's my favorite Eevee.
Me too.
Oh, really? Oh, snap.
Oh, let's go.
Because I just remember going on Leafeon and seeing like this high defense. Like, you wouldn't expect it. It's high speed. And then it does Leaf Blade. Oh, it's awesome. And then the aesthetics too. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm all in for the aesthetic, because I didn't play much Pokemon games, but Leafeon is my favorite.
So, I'm all about Jolteon, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see Jolteon. Some Jolteon. Cool. I know everybody likes Leafeon and Sylveon, all the new stuff, but hey, I got my flag staked in the ground. Shout out to my man Bloomer for the win. He's right there with me. Listen, we're Gen 1er OGs. I want some Jolteon, man. I love me some Jolteon. Not Flareon. I'm all set with Flareon. That thing is ugly. I'm all set, okay? I'm good. Sorry to the Flareon fans.
I'm hoping for Flareon because, like, oh. But the thing is, we already have three other attackers, but, like, Flareon was always my favorite, but that's probably the young pyromaniac in me, so.
Ah, yes.
Hey, you know what? Nothing wrong with that. You got that fire, that spirit. So, really excited for these new Pokemon coming out. I believe the first one on the docket coming up next, is it confirmed that Zacian's coming out? Is that confirmed?
I think the next, yeah, I think Zacian is coming out after Comfy. So I think that's the one that's coming out next.
I do think it's odd that Zacian isn't on the PTS. I do think it's odd.
I think it was the first to be leaked, but maybe it's not confirmed to come out first.
Was Mew ever in the PTS? I forget.
I have no idea because I don't have access to the PTS myself, so I'm kind of super like, I don't know what's happening in there, I just know what's happening.
Hey, I'm right here with you. I understand that. I was only asking that because if my memory serves, because, you know, Boomer and Gen 1 guy, I think Pokemon Day 2022, wasn't there a character for free? Was it Mew or something else? You could gain.
Mew was for free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to wonder, however many battles, and then you had to fill out the event.
Yeah, the pictogram thing or the carvings.
Oh, yeah, the ruins.
Oh, yeah, the ruin thing. That's right. I remember that now. Oh, my goodness. I looked at it every day and I was like, eh. Everybody else is grinding their Mew points. And the second Mew was available for everyone, I was like, oh, I should have got mine. Man, that Soul Beam out the gate, that shit was crazy. Oh my goodness, wow.
It was the same. Like she was picked so often in the UCS.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So do you guys think? Often, no. I want to ask the group. We'll go to Puggy, Random, and then Cookie. Do you guys think if Zacian is coming out by itself, that they should have also released Zamazenta with it, and should have been a defender?
Well. I don't know about whether they should have also released Zamazenta. Is that the name? I should say it right.
Zamazenta, I believe so. Yeah.
Zamazenta. Mm-hmm. But if they did, like, I definitely would agree to be, you know, a defender. Like, it's supposed to be a shield, pretty much, right?
Right.
So, like, yeah, I would definitely see that being a defender. I don't know if they would probably release it at the same time or near the same time. Like, I imagine them putting a little bit of a distance of time between the two just because, I don't know, maybe variety or something, or maybe they... I can't explain why, but it would seem like a logical thing to do.
Okay. What about you, Brandon? What do you think?
I've actually never thought of Zamazenta joining Unite. Like, the
disrespect.
Only thing...
I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. I was a sword guy anyway. So that's true. The thing was, like, I immediately thought of, like, setting up like the shield, like Aegis/Wideguard, just to block people from getting towards your enemies or your base.
Okay.
But I definitely do see Zacian being a little bit better of a fit for Unite, just because of like this wide behemoth blade, and there's just so much potential for moves because it's a dog with a sword. While Zamazenta is like a dog with like a shield as a call, like one of those, it's called when the dog just has the kennel, dog with a kennel that's just a shield. Yep.
I mean, you're right, but it's funny.
I think they should have released Zamazenta first. I think.
Oh, okay.
Like, we needed a defender really bad, but I do understand that. Since they have the idea of releasing Goodra, Lapras, Umbreon, that they don't want to release, you know, the Defender version, like Zamazenta first.
Right.
But I think we could have maybe added Zamazenta a couple, you know, patches back, you know, before Comfy. I think we really needed, before we needed another support, we needed another Defender. Like, I think they should have just put, it would have added a lot more interest, I think, into the game. Would have made a lot of people actually pick the defending role. Because for a while, I feel like, you know, it's been a year since we've had a new defender. And people are either not interested in playing defender role because they don't care about defenders that have been there. Mm-hmm. Or they just want to play their one trick lane Cinder or whatever they're doing. I think they needed to drop a Zamazenta first a while ago, I wish. But I do think it would have definitely been the defender role. Maybe they'll drop them at the same time, but I think they should have dropped Zamazenta, you know, a while back. And it's a more popular, sort of newer Pokemon. So I think a lot of people, you know, it would have brought really a lot of interest back into the game. They should have released it a while ago. Maybe 2 months ago or something like that.
I could agree with that. So for me, when Cookie was talking about it's cool that the new characters coming out have different capabilities and you can do different things. For me, continuing along with that idea, I thought it would have been so cool. And they still probably could. I'm not saying they will. It's just what I'm thinking, what I would like. If they gave you free Pokemon and they presented those two and you could pick one of the two. I think that would be a really unique thing. You know, like for those who played the original Red Blue, you get to Saffron City and either before or after you fight Sabrina, you go to the fighting dojo and you beat up on the guys with the Machops and whatever. But then you fight the dojo master, you whoop him and you get to pick either Hitmonchan or Hitmonlee. I just would have liked the idea to pick one or the other. I thought it'd been cool. A cool, unique thing, you know what I'm saying? But if they just released the one, it just seems kind of lame because, like, what makes that one better than this one? What about the people who like that one, you know? It just seems like they might create, like, a topic for people to bitch about on Twitter. Of course, mm-hmm. they're going to get over it, but it just seemed like an easy layup. Like, yo, release both of them, an attacker and defender. Mm-hmm. Boom. But that's just me. What do I know? I just get my account banned, so of course I don't know anything, you know. So
I think a cool thing might have been like if they had an event where like you can get one of them free by doing an event and like you could choose your path, like, you know, you choose whether you're gonna buy it's Sword and Shield, right? Like you buy Sword or Shield. I mean, you can buy both, you know, of those games, but you do choose kind of based on, you know, the legendary. Would it be cool if they had an event where, like, you can do your event, choose your, like, choose Sword or Shield, and then you could, you know, try and get that one free. I think that would be such a cool event. Hire me, Unite.
Seriously, Pokemon Unite.
We could have so many cool events.
Yo, Pokemon Unite. Team Studios, first of all, you can keep my account banned if you hire Cookie for these event ideas and then hire me to run that damn social media. First of all, Cookie, let me take over real quick. This is my segment to bitch and vent.
No worries.
So welcome to the new Mike Slowbro vent session. How in the hell are you guys going to put out promotional videos on Twitter with small little text boxes and audio and game sounds and no one speaking over it? There's literally no voiceover. Insane to me. The most coolest idea I've seen them do in a long time. I hit the video and I was like, oh, let's see what this is about. I'm expecting a voice, like a woman's voice or Super Teej or somebody. Literally.
Oh yeah, nothing. When Teej did that one video, that was
what so happened.
Cool. Why did they keep that going? Voiceover.
They gotta get somebody to do the voiceovers. So get Cookie Dough, hire her to run your events, and then get your boy Mike Loud. I mean, your boy Mike Slowbro to do the voiceovers for your videos. I'm just saying. And that's the end of my event session. Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Yeah. So, next up on the show notes, Cookie Dough, do you have a stream schedule for YouTube and now you're in Twitch for Twitch? What are you looking at when it comes to streaming and posting?
I sort of have a stream schedule, but in general, I would say I'm always streaming Monday and Thursdays for sure at 6:30 p.m. PST on YouTube. Okay. I try and stream either Tuesday or Wednesday as well. But usually it's just like, if I can, I'm here on YouTube at 6:30 p.m. PST if I can. So I'm usually streaming like 4 or 5 times a week at least. And I'm going to start streaming on Twitch at 3 p.m. PST. And I'll try and stream on the weekends and maybe the daytime here on Twitch as well. So nice. Kind of sporadic, not that clear cut, but you get the gist.
Yeah, no, love to hear that. I definitely wanted to ask so that I can be aware and now other folks will be aware as well. Definitely want to make sure we're assisting Pokemon Unite players, people in the community, boost their signal. Because like one of my favorite rappers had said when he followed me back on Twitter, shout out to Rick Ross, he said, a follow is free. This was on my old account, you know, but before Deoxys and all those poison types got in my system and wrecked it. So anyway, we're in a new timeline. Timeline shifted. But he had said that a follow is free. And I fully believe retweeting and helping people boost their signal is really something everyone can do on the non-monetary side. People don't have that. But that really is something that we want to do here and try to help out. So I just wanted to ask what your stream schedule is set up like so people can mm-hmm. know when to catch you online. And also, you know, follow you on Twitch. And then when you get affiliate, partner, subscribe to you. And in the meantime, subscribe to you on YouTube and make sure they consume your content. Because I initially came across you on Twitter. And I'm not trying to preface to say this in a nice, rude way, but I didn't know about the gameplay. I was liking your content based on, like, your personality and your tweets. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to word it, but you just came off very, like, fucking hilarious. And I was like, who is this person? I got to follow and just, like, check all this, scroll through the timeline. Like, I was like, this is funny and that's funny. Mm-hmm. I got to say something here. Oh, she knows them. They know them. I was like, oh, shit, look at this network just grow.
Yeah. So
I just want to say, awesome. No, for real, like, it was the coolest shit.
I mostly grew basically everything from kind of being super off the radar to kind of people knowing about me through Twitter, really. So if you found me through Twitter, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
Yep. That's about where most everyone finds me from.
Yeah. Definitely have to follow that page.
I think it's a great place if you're like wanting to become a part of the Unite community, you know, maybe network a bit, get your name out there. I think Twitter is probably the best place. You know, the community is quite close. You know, everyone kind of follows everyone and everybody kind of knows about everyone on Twitter. So if you are like new, up and coming, you just want to start, or you've been in here for a while and you want to maybe get more recognition, just put out some content on Twitter. I think it'll help you a lot.
I think it'll help tremendously. Like you were saying, you know, Twitter has a beautiful community within it, and a lot of folks know each other. You know, whether you're a good cookie or an odd cookie, but that doesn't matter. So, you know. Really enjoying this right now. So I could take a guess, but I'll set this up and you can expand on it. What is your favorite Pokemon to use in Unite? And if it's not the obvious one, what's your second one, your second favorite to use?
Okay, so my favorite might be a surprise, but I do like me a pink blob named Blissey. That one is definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
That's definitely my favorite Pokemon. I have way too many games on it. I have like 3,300 on my main account.
Woo!
Probably a couple hundred games on my alt as well.
Okay.
So I would definitely
You're an alt gamer. Love it.
Yeah. I've been in Blissey jail for quite a while now.
Oh,
but
snap.
It is my favorite Pokemon to play regardless of me being jailed or not.
Yeah.
I love Blissey. But my second favorite, you know, guilty pleasure, I really like Pikachu as well. That was my first main.
Oh, really?
I was a Pikachu one-trick pony from the very start. You know, when I joined Unite, I was like, I picked the cute Pokemon Pikachu that I knew existed. You know, new Pokemon fan.
Oh, yeah.
I only know Pikachu. And I have a gold badge on Pikachu as well.
Hey,
I was top 100
let's go.
Pikachu for a while.
Yo.
I'm not anymore because I've been playing a lot of Blissey, but yeah, I would say
that.
My favorite now is Blissey.
Hell yeah, yo, nice. you're a top ring of Pikachu. Yo, Kiki, no, talk your shit. That's what's up. You're like, yo, I'm not top ring Pikachu because I'm on Blissey now. I love that, man. That's awesome. No matter what character you're playing, you're whooping that ass. I'm loving that shit, man. That's cool. I didn't know you were into Pikachu. That's cool. We had Alexia G on the show, and at the time.
For 7,000 games.
Holy. Right? I just got to 7,000. And then they banned my account. Episode. Sorry, I heard it. I don't keep saying it, but hey, they banned my account, so I can't add to that 7,000. But damn. But yo, thank you for listening to the show, for real. That's cool to know.
Yeah, she had her 7,000 games. I was like, damn.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of games on one Pokemon to not get tired of.
She's a beast.
Even sometimes, like, I'm like, Blissey, I could really take a break. And I'm only at 3,000.
Right? Like the character that's your favorite is like your homie. And when you put it to the side, it's like, hey, man, I just need a break from you. Like, we can't hang out today. Like,
I need some space. Yeah.
Exactly. I need some space from you right now.
And I'm tired and I'm like, move aside. I'm caring today. Like, that's mm-hmm. You get on the Blissey. It's your turn. Yeah. Then I'll go like something else.
Well, here's the thing about supporter jail. You can either treat it as a jail for yourself or you treat it as torture for your opponents.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
Speaking as a Sableye player.
Oh, stop.
Oh, goodness. Hey, so I see in Cookie Dough's chat, live on Twitch right now, Rowlet Stan. What up, Rowlet? Rowlet says that Cookie is also good on Venu, Mamo, and Azu.
Oh, man.
Is that true, Cookie?
I would say, so in my Unite history, you know, on Unite. My original username, by the way, was Dough Cookie.
But, Dough Cookie, you know, okay.
So I started off Dough Cookie, little Dough Cookie, was mm-hmm. a Pikachu main, and then I transitioned into being a Venusaur main. So right before Blissey, and, you know, after Pikachu was my Venusaur phase. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a 69% win rate on that character with over 1,000 games.
The mostly magic
ranked. Like, I would say probably 90% ranked at least. So I'm like good at Venu, but kind of washed, but good. My Mamo is kind of, you know, sus sometimes, you know, either really pop or is really, you know, not popping off. Suspicious. But Azumarill is like the only all around. If I'm like, I want to carry a then I'll play Azumarill.
Oh, Azumarill is the only all rounder that you'd play if you want to carry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see
it's
there.
Like the Pokemon where I'm like, I just want to win a game. I'm just going to play Zoom because like, it's like mm-hmm. a carry Pokemon. I think that's pretty good right now. Like, you know, it has sustained damage. It can frontline tank damage. This is what I'll play if I just want to win. I'll play Azumarill.
Yeah, Azumarill is very, very good. We got a homeboy, B. Quinny. You know, he's like a Azumarill master. Holy.
Just crazy. Imagine everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he'd be getting like 20 kills a game. He's crazy though. He's insane. But yeah, I mm-hmm. enjoy Venusaur. I can't lie. I can't front. I abused it the first time around, and then definitely the second time around. You know, I was pedal dancing everywhere, going mm-hmm. crazy. But definitely that first time around, I was going stupid. Oh my goodness, that thing was a monster.
I love Venusaur. Mm-hmm. I love Venusaur so much. I almost wish I still played it.
Shh, don't let Blissey hear that. Whoa, don't tell Blissey.
Yeah, don't tell Blissey. No. I said that.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Puggy, did you ever rock the Venusaur when it was crazy? The pedal dance days?
I did not. When I first played Venusaur, I was on the Solar Beam because I don't think pedal dance was as good as it was at the time. I think Solar Beam was the meta at the time.
Oh, okay.
I remember playing Solar Beam back when Black Emblems gave you +8 CDR instead of +4.
Whoa,
energy
wait.
Shell Bell.
We don't talk about those times. We don't talk about those times. The dark days.
Those were the best days.
Oh my goodness. No,
those were light days because it was a solar beam.
Ah, look at you. Genius. He said it was a sunny day because I was beaming. All right.
I mean, if you phrase it like that.
You're right. So, once again, Cookie, love having you on the show. Before we get out of here, one more segment. Want to talk about esports and tournament sense. I want to know, are you affiliated with any esports or any organizations or any grassroots teams? And if so, if not, are you looking to get into fives and playing tournaments? That's where I'm trying to get here.
So I'm not like officially a part of any team. I'm not like in the first, you know, starting lineup of any single team, but I am like kind of a glorified first pick substitute for Team YouTube, like Team YT. I just played with them today in a tournament, you know, last second.
Okay.
They woke up and they texted me like, hey, can you play right now? And they're like, get in the VC like right now. And like, all right, you ready for a tournament? And I was like, what? It's like that. I'm not really on the team, but I will sub for them almost anytime I can.
Honestly,
also part of stream team. No, it's okay. You can say.
I just the friends that just call you up the moment you're done doing something, sleeping or something. Those are the homies, because they were just like, hey, yo, you good to play right now? It was like,
yeah,
why not?
Yep, exactly. I'm affiliated with Stream Team Dream Team, which is just a collective of streamers like Spraggles, Steve My Cat, Breadbox, Curly Q, Rima, Mini Shep, and some others as well.
The High Council.
Love it.
I cancel, yeah. But we just kind of like, you know, we each have a little group chat, and sometimes we'll participate in a tournament, but not exactly. But yeah, that's the kind of a thing, but it's not an official pro team. I would love to be a pro, but I'm not really a pro at all. Scolded is also a part now that I see his name. Scolded, stream team, dream team.
Shout out to Scolded.
I'm not a pro, but I would love to be. I think my problem is I was kind of a one trick for a pretty long time. And with pick bans, you know, that's not really, you can't really be that right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to expand my, you know, roster, you know, as much as I can for the next year. And maybe I'll be on a pro team sometime in the future. I really want to, but we'll have to see.
Hey, I see the Scolded Army going crazy right now in your chat. Shout out to Scolded, you know what I'm saying? Scolded's the homie.
Sorry, Scolded.
He trained me. He coached me, you know what I'm saying, that stream on Absol. He is the god, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Scolded. You know, you the man, don't worry. Scolded's the man.
I always forget, you know, because he's on like multiple other pro teams, you know, so I kind of forget.
That's funny.
Of course.
I peeped your chat and it was like, hey, what the hell? Missed moment? I was like, oh, no, we got you. We got your dog on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as we wrap it up, we like to pick some questions from the chat just to close the show out, kind of cool it down. So Mosh Pit TTV wants to ask you, what's it like to carry Spraggles so hard?
Oh, my gosh. I love playing with Spraggles so much, but here's the thing is that I play mainly supports, as in, like, I'm usually playing Missy or Clefable for the most part. When I stack with any person, any pro player, any person, I'm always, like, in support jail for the most part. But I'm also high elo, so when I play with him, we get just about the most worst low-ranked bottom of the barrel randoms.
Yeah.
So that kind of leaves it up to Spraggles to carry in that carry the randoms and me as supporting.
Yeah.
So it's really tough. I feel so bad when I game with him because it's like the most stressful games. Like we're going against top 100, also giving us the like worst inter trolls randoms at the same time. So I love playing with Jake so much, but it's so I feel so bad when I play with him. I feel guilty.
I'm sure he enjoys the heals and the Blissey gameplay, but great question from Mosh TTV right there. That's funny. so we had another question in chat from another streamer, Unite player, fantastic Dragon Knight player, full 50. He wants to know, where's your accent from?
My accent.
Yeah,
live in South California.
Hey.
So
Southern
I'm
Cali.
Not quite sure if I have an accent that doesn't sound like I'm from. That's where I'm from. That is where I'm from.
Southern Cali. Hey, beautiful out there.
California.
I've been to North Cali.
California accent, I guess.
Yeah, California. Hey, you know, I went to North Cali, San Francisco, and to me, being from the East Coast, New Hampshire, it definitely sounded like different accents. So I can see where it's coming from. I see where it's coming from, no doubt, no doubt.
What's funny is that Cookie Dough is from SoCal, and Mike's from Northeast area.
So and just what's that far away?
Okay.
And the other, what's also funny is that my dad is from SoCal and my mom's from Boston. So to me, both of you guys have just regular accents.
I see. Okay, okay.
So Ram's just like,
he's used to it. I see that. He's like, this is a regular conversation. I don't hear nothing. That's pretty interesting. You have
accent. What that, accent?
That's what I think. I'm like, what accent?
Is it accents? What accents? This is regular.
I'm just Californian.
Too funny.
Yeah, we put avocado on our toast. What of it?
I don't eat breakfast.
Does my chat have any questions? I don't know if they asked anything. I don't think so.
Yeah, so if anybody in Cookie Dough's Twitch stream has a question, we can definitely answer this on air. Definitely want to give you guys some love over there. We got some great players in your chat, you know what I'm saying? I see E-Man's over there, Scolded, Rowlet, Stan. Fantastic. For anybody listening on audio, on the download, please come check this out on YouTube. Subscribe to Surrender 5 Podcast and also Cookie Dough. And also Scolded, my man. And Steve, and Spraggles, and Curly, and Mini Chef, and their whole crew. I got to get that. Do you guys have a... No, you said it's a Discord. I should just get the name of your group and then plug all your channels in this description for this episode and really get it going like that.
Just follow everybody.
Yeah. But we're going to make it easier and more accessible for them just with that click of a button, because people like things simple and easy, and we can provide that for them, So we have a question from the chat. It's, who is your favorite player to pocket when you play Blissey?
Ooh.
Oh, favorite player? Well, oh my gosh, all my friends are here. You can't make me say that out loud.
Well, it
can
depends.
I say I have two favorites?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, if that'll have you answer the question, yes.
My best friend, San, of the Cramorant main. I love playing with him. I love pocketing the Mage Cram. I think there's cool stuff that we can do. I have so much fun with the combos we have. I mean, are amazing. So much fun. Blissey x Cram, I think, is maybe the best lane. Maybe the best lane in the game.
Ooh, okay.
Secret tech. But yeah, I love pocketing Sand.
Can I offer a rebuttal?
Sure.
Sableye Lucario.
I don't even want to hear that. I don't want to hear the word Sableye.
Don't scare our guest away.
I'm sorry.
You already made Scolded. You already made Spraggles mad. Oh man, I'm just joking. So Sans is your number one. Okay.
My other favorite, jungler because me and San, I pocket him and we're trying to. As for jungler, I would. That guy Scolded the Del Fox.
Oh, you cut out. Oh, Scolded.
He's super fun.
Oh, no doubt. Hell yeah.
Super fun to pocket. All he wants to do is fight and damage. My job a lot more fun. He's kind of like dying, and I'm saving him from dying.
Oh, that's great.
Are
you saving
fun.
Each other and you're killing people? Oh, that's gotta be awesome.
Someone I can definitely count on to. Even if I'm kind of dying, I think there's something about pocketing someone who doesn't exactly need you. So if you can pocket someone who doesn't even need you that much, except for, a couple key gamers, that's what makes pocketing, go the extra mile. You make them even more unkillable, then it's just so much fun.
Man, I love those clips you guys put online. It's so sick. I forget. There's so many posts, but one time I commented on a thread. I was like, yo, this man is so good. He gains me ELO. I'm not even in the lobby. Oh, my God. This is so crazy. For me, I've been following him since for a while now. But, watching those clips, when I pull the clip up and he's walking as Del Fox by himself and there's five motherfuckers over there, I'm just like, oh, this is the moment they knew they fucked up. Bow, it just goes crazy. That shit is wild, bro. It really is different.
The other thing that I've seen about Scolded whenever I see a clip, the music he brings up is so
it gets
hype.
The energy pumping, right?
Yo, it sets the scene so good.
It's great.
He has like the hyper pop club music going, and I'm just like banging.
Like
my
you
head,
hear
like, oh.
1, 2, 7, 3 down the Rockefeller Street, and then they're all just dead. There's an ult there. He's just requazing, and it's just damn.
Hey, I love that song.
One more. Cookie scolded his ass. Scolded is asking Cookie, will you no longer ult my blue buff?
Can't promise that.
Okay.
Oh my god.
The mental image. Maybe at 2:30.
I've done it. Maybe I've maybe done it twice. I'm not gonna lie.
That's funny. Oh, as hell, yeah.
Maybe a couple, god. A few times I've done that. But I can't say I won't do it again. No promises. But I'll think about it.
So I have an idea, and I'll just leave it up to you, and then from there we'll do our show closing. Do you have an opinion on this one-time statement that was made about supporters only being played by women?
Okay. I think it is a horrible comment.
Yeah.
Made by someone with less than zero brain cells.
Agreed.
I think it's such a terrible comment. You know, we don't need to bring gender into it at all, this conversation. I think women sometimes, you know, even in, especially from my experience, you know, we kind of aren't as easily accepted into competitive spaces, or even just, you know, people try harding. And so I even myself kind of felt pressured, like, oh, I wouldn't actually be getting into playing with
main. Oh, no, you cut out. Sorry, Cookie.
Is that Amelia okay?
Oh, are you back now? You're back now.
I'm back now? Okay. Yep. Where did I end off? Where did I cut off at?
It just kind of went silent on my end. Randomos, where did it cut off for you? It just kind of went deafened on my end.
It kind of did that to me too. She sometimes cuts out.
Yeah, it was coming in and out. I apologize. I'm sorry.
You want me to start
technology?
Over
yeah, go for it. Go for it. It sounds okay. Stronger connection now. Go for it. Yep. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, as I was saying, like, you really just don't need to bring women into the conversation at all.
Right.
When it comes to, you know, being a support or any role. But, you know, from my experience personally, I have felt like the pro scene or just tryhards are not super willing to kind of let you in. And by me playing a role that's not as wanted to be played, you know, the support role, I feel like sometimes, you know, just from my experience, you know, people like women who are kind of, you know, ostracized or put out, you know, to the side, like, you're not really allowed to play with me. Except we need a support so you can play with us. I feel like that's where this kind of stereotype comes from. Like, I feel like I'm kind of only accepted if I was like a Pikachu main. I don't think I'd be playing with everyone I've been able to play with.
Wow.
I do think, like, it doesn't matter what gender you are at all and your ability to play any character at all. I think that, you know, women are just kind of breaking into the game at all. Me personally, I wasn't a gamer. This is my first MOBA. Yeah. So I'm only getting about as good as 15 years on League of Legends. As I say, like, to most of the boys I find, you know, who play this game. I think that we just need our time to, you know, play the game and figure it out. Exactly. Figure out what's a MOBA. It's not about our gender at all. So anyone can play anything. Sports are not made for women. I think the ceiling or the floor, the skill is, you know, kind of low for supports in general. So it's great. Like, if you're just new in general, doesn't matter your gender, supports are a great thing to start with. But, you know, it doesn't mean you can't be super cracked, hairy. Like,
that's true.
It doesn't matter what gender you are. You can carry with any support. Doesn't matter your gender. Supports matter a whole lot as well.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that message. And I wanted to end the show with you giving your opinion on that. Because me, Random, and Puggy, we're men. We don't need to speak on it. We can go talk in Discord or Twitter. I just really wanted to get your message out there. So I appreciate you answering that question unprompted, not on show notes. If you didn't want to, no worries. Totally fine. But it was just a crazy day. So thank you very much for speaking your mind on it. Mm-hmm. And you make a lot of sense. Gender is not assigned to a role in the video game. Thank you very much, bro. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everyone watching the show on Twitch, live. For those listening on audio, once again, come to YouTube, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to Cookie, subscribe to Scolded, to Mini Shep, to the whole team, Spraggles, Steve, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give mine. I'll pass it to Puggy, and then Random, and then Cookie can give their sign out. So for me, you guys can find me on Twitch at Mike Lowry, no longer in Pokemon Unite, but I'll be streaming my Smurf account, Mike Slowbro. We're at a 90% win rate right now. You know what I'm saying? Nice. We're doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? Scalding and surfing and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
Okay, 90% win rate.
Yeah, you know, it's great. We're down in veterans, so, you know, it's kind of goofy. But we're having a great time. So come check us out, and I'll pass it to Puggy.
You can find me on Twitch at Puggy _bear and on Twitter at PuggyPugPug. And each pug has 2 G's. I'm known by many names on Pokemon Unite. Right now, another Timmy. That's about it.
All right. On to me. I go live at twitch.tv/randomoss, RNDAMAS. And I also post on YouTube and tweet on Twitter. Same name.
My and for turn? Our special guest, yes, Cookie Dog. Okay. Oh, yeah. Your turn. Go ahead.
I stream on YouTube every single week. You can find me at Cookie Dough, no spaces in between, capital K, capital. You can find me on Twitter, which is probably where you find me from anyways, at Exo Cookie Dough, all undercase, 2 O's, no U, like I have on you. And I'm streaming now on at Cookie Dough YT. I'll try and maybe make a cohesive at as much as possible sometime in the future, but for now, those are my socials.
Love that. And we will make sure to have all of your links in the description of the video so that people listening over time can join your content when they discover it and support you to the fullest. So thank you once again. Seriously, thank you for coming on the show. To me, this is big time. I'm pretty sure it's probably big time for Random Oz and Puggy. What do you guys think, man?
Yeah, it's just been a blast talking with you and being able to hear your experiences with Unite and Pokemon in general.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me. I like pestered you guys on Twitter, like, hey, when's my episode?
Yo. Like, hey, yeah, yo, before Randomoss gives the sign out, hold on a second. Hold the French toast. Hold on. Not only did Cookie body me in Unite, right? Later on, she bodies me on Twitter. Excuse me, sir. When am I getting on the show? I'm like, hey, wow. Yo, okay. You know what? Cookie's awesome. Cookie gets away. Let's go. Oh, man. But seriously, thank you for coming on the show. And we have a cool sign off here. So we're going to pass it to Random Oz.
Yeah. Thank you, Cookie, for joining us. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on Twitch. And if you see us online, surrender at 5.